Epilogue. I finished up my call with the U.S. President and stretched as I closed down the hologram in front of me. There was a sudden stampede of tiny feet before I even had time to mentally shift gears, and I turned to see my youngest daughter, Pastel, race into the room with her pet T-Rex in tow. The dinosaur was only about a foot tall, and his face was much rounder than his massive cousins I had fought all those years ago. The tiny T-Rex had a slight overbite that made him look even more ridiculous, and my kids absolutely adored the little scaly pest. His green skin shone as he hurried after my daughter, and his pathetic arms flailed with every step. My daughter's wild silver hair stuck up at odd angles, like she'd been wrestling with the miniature dino all afternoon, and she skidded to a halt beside me.
"Dada!"
my lilac-skinned daughter said.
"Chompy found a mouse!"
I looked down at the tiny dinosaur that was about the same size as my four-year-old, and I patted it on the scaly head. "Good job, Chompy," I said. "Hope you didn't show your mama, though. She would freak out." I scooped Pastel into my arms, and she shrieked as I stood up and carried her out of my meeting room. 10 years ago, we'd all returned to Earth after my wedding to Kat and Adhara, and we'd found out that Quan had already called in a favor to commission an entire mansion for us to live in on the same island as him. It was at least 5 times larger than we needed back then, but my women were determined to fill it with kids ever since, and I'd sure as hell been doing all I could to make that dream come true for them. The house was more fitting nowadays because people had started to call me the Dinosaur King ages ago. And although it started out as a joke, it had stuck in the recent years. Now I just rolled with it and accepted that I had an official title. And when statues of bronze, gold, and ruby dinosaurs started arriving from all around the world, I decorated my mansion and grounds with them all. My women were probably the ones who called me King more than anyone else, though. But this was mostly in the bedroom. Our huge mansion was alive with noise today, and Chompy the dinosaur scuttled along behind me as I headed toward the front door. The white marble floor tapped under my shoes as I passed 4 vicious-looking solid gold triceratops statues, and my daughter booped each of them on the nose one after the other. The front doors were already open as light flooded into the entrance hall, and it was a stunning summer day on the island of Jeju. As I stepped onto the porch, I was hit with a wave of heat, and the sea breeze blew over me to counter the temperature.
"There he is!"
my oldest son Juan shouted.
"Mom, Dad's finished his meeting!"
Heiwan turned around to see me, and she rubbed her pregnant belly as I walked over for a kiss. She was due in just a few weeks, to add to the beautiful family we had already created, and she glowed in the sunlight in her thin yellow sundress. Becca and Kat were sitting in the lush grass and playing with my children Stephanie and Wayne as I strolled up. Most of my other kids were racing around the grounds somewhere, and Adhara reached out to take our daughter from my arms. "Here's a cheeky monkey for you," I said as I passed Pastel to her mom.
"Not a monkey,"
the silver-haired Pastel laughed.
"Mama, I'm not a monkey. The cutest monkey."
The beautiful alien kissed her daughter's soft lilac forehead, and the little girl giggled like a maniac. Then Adhara put her down to play with her pet dinosaur, and I left a kiss on my alien wife's lips.
"How did the meeting go?"
Kat asked as she cradled our son.
"Is the president still happy with the new medical supplies?"
"He is," I nodded. "The labs can't seem to stop churning out new ideas lately."
"I'm guessing it's mostly alien ideas,"
Becca grinned.
"Everything useful is nowadays."
There was a bark behind me, and our new puppy raced over to tackle Chompy the dino. The two creatures wrestled and playfully snapped at each other as they raced around the massive porch. But the mini T-Rex had the disadvantage on account of its tiny forearms, and I snickered as it got pawed about 10 times on the snout. Then I looked out at the view of our private beach, and I enjoyed the sun on my face for a moment. It was a full-time job, being the leader of the world. But I made sure to take breaks to be with my family every day, no matter how many diplomats needed my approval on shit. Family came first. Kat handed our son Richard his favorite toy, an old cuddly shark, and he ran around waving it in the air.
"What's for dinner, Daddy?"
Richard asked as he crashed into my legs.
"Can we have alien cake?"
"Maybe," I smiled. if you're really good for your mom.
And then straight to bed,
Becca said to the horde of kids.
Daddy and Mummy's are having a date night.
The blonde winked at me, and I admired how stunning each of my wives were in turn. The sun had just started to set, and a warm pink glow settled over the island as the breeze sifted through my lover's hair. They looked like four tanned, toned, and tropical beauties in their sundresses and bathing suits, and tonight I'd have all of them to myself in our king-sized bed. My kids shrieked with laughter while their moms tried to wrangle them in, and dinos roared off in the distance. I closed my eyes and took in how happy I was at that moment. And I couldn't deny, the sound of dinosaurs was like music to my ears. Because of them, my life had turned out more incredible than I ever could have imagined. And I felt a deep sense of pride knowing my planet was thriving more with each passing year. Life on Earth was better than ever before. Dinosaurs and all. The end.